John Snyder.
Hi, this is Callie with XBO. Were you expecting a call back?
Yes, I was.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Well, I was supposed to have somebody from Best Buy, which I guess you guys are working with Best Buy, to install my dishwasher today. And I've been home all day and nobody showed up.
Okay, and you stated for today?
Yeah. I have a work order number if you need that, if that would help.
No, that's fine. Thank you. Can you just provide me with your zip code, please?
Sure. It's 34677.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Is John Snyder.
Do you have a wife?
I have my daughter. It's probably under Lauren.
Okay. All right, and can you just confirm the address for me?
Sure. 4956 Dunwoody Place, Oldsmar, Florida, 34677.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I'm seeing here, it stated Ted called in stating he informed the customer that he's running late this afternoon. He is en route and the customer has not picked up the phone. He doesn't have the units for the customer. Inform Tech that they should go to the home. The units are at the home. If nobody is home, then to call back for a trip charge. Tech confirm, call customer as well. No answer, left voicemail.
Well, they didn't call me. I've been home all day.
Is my the number 727-688-6572?
No. Best Buy has just screwed up all the way around on this, and they did put my number in there when we scheduled it for today. So if they're calling my daughter, she may or may not have gotten the message.
Yeah, that's the number they have on file, 727-688-6572.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah, that's the number that they've been calling. So I don't even know if they have come, but I know that they said that the tech did call in and they tried to call. So, let me see. Can I reach the service provider? I don't think.
Well, the number they're dialing won't work for me.
So what it's looking like is, they went to the home and no one was there because I see I see she added a trip charge.
Oh, do you see all the notes and everything? I think her name was Miriam. I talked to five people at Best Buy last week.
Yeah, I see the text of the, because the message stated, Tech called in stating he informed the customer that he was running late this afternoon. He is en route and the customer has not picked up. So they were calling your daughter and I'm guessing leaving voice messages because that is the number that they have on the ticket that when you guys brought, got the appliances, that's the number that they put in the system. So they called that number, no one answered. So they still went out to the home. They're saying that they were there.
I can tell you that's a lie. I'm in a gated community. So if they came, the guard would call me and say, they got somebody going to deliver appliances or do service. And then they also have a Ring doorbell. I've been home all day again. This is the second time I've had to do this. I'm not blaming you, okay?
Okay.
Your guy,
let me see. Let me see if I can get in touch with the service provider, okay?
If you could, that'd be great.
All right. Give me one second.
Do you want my number or do you have it? Well, you have it, right?
Is it the 727-460-6957?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right. Give me 1 second.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.